to keep evidence of economic activities or business transactions such as books, records or invoices as required by law and submit or present the data or documentation required by the Zambia Revenue Authority accurately and timely in accordance with the tax laws.
Shining the light of God's love across Joma and beyond. One Love Radio Joma. Inspiring, touching, life-changing radio.
By the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund. Keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Go digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434#. Public Service Pensions Fund. Keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. Apologies for bringing the news late. The headlines. Citizens First announces a candidate for Chawama by-election. LCC records nearly 10,000 formalized marriages in 2025. A DEG expresses serious concern over the passage of the Constitution of Zambia Bill No. 7 of 2025. In foreign news, DRC rebels announce conditional withdrawal from Uvira amid peace pressure. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. The Lusaka City Council's Department of Administration says a total of 9,800 marriages have been formalized and recorded from 1st January 2025 to date, a milestone that underscores the Council's commitment to providing accessible and efficient services to the community. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says certifying marriages not only provides legal recognition but also offers protection and security to couples, ensuring their rights and benefits are safeguarded. She says the council encourages all eligible couples to formalize their relationships, emphasizing that marriage registration is not only a romantic gesture but also a legal requirement. Ms. Mwamba says the LCC is working diligently to bridge the information gap by educating the public on the importance of formalizing marriages and advantages of this opportunity to secure their rights and benefits. She says the council has therefore intensified its sensitization efforts, highlighting the benefits of formalizing unions, churches and other stakeholders are also being engaged to educate couples on the significance of registering their marriages with the local authority. She further says, in accordance with Marriages Act Cap 50 of the laws of Zambia, the council remains committed to supporting the community by providing clear and accessible information on the marriage registration process. The Citizens First has adopted former District Commissioner for Lusaka and former Permanent Secretary from Chinga Province, Captain Davison Mulenga, as its candidate for the Chawama Parliamentary by-election scheduled for the 15th of January 2026. Citizens First spokesperson Daliso Tembo says Captain Mulenga brings with him vast experience in public administration and governance, having previously served as District Commissioner for Lusaka and Permanent Secretary for Muchinga Province. Ms. Tembo says his leadership record leadership record reflects the Citizens First Party's core values of integrity, unity and development-driven governance, as well as deep understanding of service delivery and grassroots development. She says the Citizens First calls upon its members, supporters and the general public to rally behind their candidate to conduct peaceful, orderly and issue-based campaigns anchored on respect for democratic principles as the party collectively work towards building a just, inclusive and prosperous Zambia.
Captain Mulenga brings with him vast experience in public administration and governance, having previously served as District Commissioner for Lusaka and Permanent Secretary from Chinga Province. His leadership record reflects the Citizen First Party's core values of integrity, unity and development-driven governance, as well as a deep understanding of service delivery and grassroots development. The Citizen First calls upon its members, supporters and the general public to rally behind our candidate and to conduct peaceful, orderly and issue-based campaigns anchored on respect for democratic principles as we collectively work towards building a just, inclusive and prosperous Zambia.
The United Party for National Development, UPND, has described the voting in favor of Bill 7 by members of parliament as placing national interests above political grandstanding. Western Province UPND Presidential Campaign Team Media Coordinator Mr. Spooky Mulemwa says the passage of Bill 7 demonstrates the commitment of legislators to truth, substance and the long-term interests of the country. Ms. Mulemwa notes that the national debate surrounding Bill 7, though highly emotive, reflected the strength and maturity of Zambia's democracy. He says citizens across the political divide freely expressed divergent views, a process he described as a victory for democratic participation. He has further called for unity and stability, urging citizens to allow President Hage Ndijilema the space to continue governing and implementing his development agenda. He has also commended members of parliament who supported and debated Bill 7, thanking them for what he termed a job well done in the service of the nation.
Looking at how our citizens locked horns on this very emotive issue on both sides of the political divide. However, the people of Zambia collectively have won. True democracy allows citizens to express themselves freely, even those who hold divergent views, in peace, unity and development.